Attention listeners, the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and do not represent Spirit Live or TMU. Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
Attention sports fans, you're tuned in to Over the PA, where we'll bring the heat on the latest sports drama, controversies, and jaw-dropping moments of the week.
All shots taken and no topics off limits. This is your weekly dose of hot takes and sports debates.
So buckle up, it's game time with Prima
and Alex,
your favorite dynamic duo breaking it all down.
Attention listeners, the following program contains bold opinions, heated debates, and unfiltered sports drama. Listener discretion is advised. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to episode 2 of Over the PA. Today, we have a lot of hot goss. We're going to talk about the most trending topics in sports from this past week. From Bronny finally stepping it up, the Oilers' downfall, athletes crushing it on Dancing with the Stars, and much, much more. So let's get right into it.
Yeah, I'm excited for episode 2, Alex. Let's get into it.
I'm literally so happy and proud of us. So the first thing I want to talk about, because it really does relate to our first episode, and it's something that maybe I am too judgmental about.
You're very judgy, but as am I, which I love about you. And when I saw that Bronny got 17 points, I was like, oh my God, Alex is gonna die.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know, the Lakers and the Warriors, their final preseason game, Bronny put up 17 points in that game.
Damn.
Now, the only argument I want to give is that it is preseason, so only the bench players are going to be playing. There's really not much else of an argument, but he has really stepped his shit up.
Well, an argument I was going to make was that Lakers have some good players.
Yeah.
So when you play with good players, that makes you better as well, right?
Yeah.
And being on a professional team, he's seeing what his dad's doing, he's seeing what his teammates are doing. When Bronny has good players to play with, you know, like his dad and Anthony Davis, I feel like that makes him better. You know, he sees what they're doing, how they train, how they warm up, you know, what they do on the ball, off the ball, on the court, off the court, that sort of stuff. So he's learning from them, and that's obviously making him better. And obviously he got 17 points and there's a reason for it.
Yeah, I would imagine also playing against the Warriors makes you want to step up your game, because like Steph Curry, all those guys are all together. And especially when Bron just came off of playing with all of them at the Olympics, I feel like there was a little bit of added pressure there. Granted, the Lakers did get absolutely demolished. I think they lost by like 40 points or something. But I'm kind of happy for Bronny. But I don't think this is going to be consistent.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset because I'm biting my tongue now, because like last episode, I literally was such a big Bronny hater. I still am. Okay. There were so many other guys who were way more qualified to be drafted than him. And I just really don't love this like nepotism vibe that we have going on. But you know what? If he's going to be putting up points now, then I'll let the nepotism thing go.
No, I agree with you. I don't think it's going to be consistent. Consistency in sport is everything.
Yeah.
Consistency is key. You see top players be the best at their game for so long.
Yeah.
Like Ronaldo, Messi, even LeBron, which we're not big LeBron fans either.
Yeah.
Which we talked about last episode as well. But yeah, I just think consistency is key, and I don't think he's going to be able to hold it up.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll have a good game, you know, every once in a while, put up like a lot of points, but I don't think it's going to be consistent.
Yeah. Well, speaking of maintaining this consistency, the Oilers have been horrible.
Oh my gosh. Like, oh my God, I can't. It's actually hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Because you see a team like the Panthers last year came off that playoff run. Went all, that's literally their thing.
Yeah.
Every time I went, okay, this is a backstory. I hate when the Leafs play at Amerit Bank Arena, because even just watching on TV, anytime like the Panthers score, something happens, they go like rah, rah, that noise effect.
How cute.
No, it's the stupidest sound effect ever. They could have gotten a better one. It is so annoying.
Rah.
No, it's annoying. Oh. And then I went there when we were on Reading Week in February last year.
Yeah.
I went to watch Matthew Tkachuk versus Brady Tkachuk on Ottawa, because I wanted to see the brothers fight, which they didn't. I just wanted to see the brothers get into like a big brawl on the ice, you know, start wrestling, like their brotherly stuff. Didn't happen. I was so disappointed.
Darn.
But anyways, being in the stadium and hearing that rah, rah, live, I hated it. Oh my God, it was even worse being in the stadium. It was so annoying, kept rolling my eyes. And the Panthers fans loved it. It was egging them on.
Rah.
There was this one guy there. He was so freaking annoying.
Anyways, right. So the Panthers.
Going back to the Panthers, went on such a consistent run.
Yeah.
Not last NHL season, but the season before. They made it all the way to the finals and they lost. What did they do?
They came back
better than ever. They came back better than ever and were consistent throughout the whole season. They placed first at the end of the season in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. And look at what happened. They ended up winning the Stanley Cup. And I thought, okay, that's okay. McDavid's going to go ahead and do the same thing.
Yeah, run it back.
He's going to run it back. He's going to think about it over the summer. All the guys are Leon Draisaitl, Hyman, all of them. It's not even like they've been losing. They've been losing by significant amounts.
Yeah.
Listen to this. October 2nd. Lost 6-2 to the Seattle Kraken.
Ew!
Hilarious. Wait, here's this. Vancouver's an excellent team.
Yep.
They lost 4-1.
Oh.
Then, 6-0 loss against the Winnipeg Jets. Now, the last few seasons, the Winnipeg Jets are like actually a really good, consistent team.
Yeah.
And this year, like with their lineup and everything, it's kind of expected that they've fallen off a bit.
Okay.
So to lose 6-0 to them, it's like
insulting.
Okay, here's the next one. A 5-2 loss against the Chicago Blackhawks. They are bad. Next, they lost 4-1 to Calgary, the Calgary Flames.
Jesus.
Then.
Yeah.
They won
4-3
in overtime. It had to take them to overtime.
Yikes.
They couldn't even win in regulation time against the Philadelphia Flyers.
Ugh.
Another not crazy good team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of consistency throughout the lineup, I don't think the chemistry is there. I don't know why the chemistry is not there yet.
How is it not there?
McDavid and Leon Draisaitl have been playing for years and years on end.
Yeah.
They've developed this chemistry like an Auston Matthews, Mitch Marner chemistry.
Yeah.
It took Auston Matthews and Mitch Marner a couple games to get into it, but that's fine. The Leafs didn't play the easiest of teams. So the fact that they're, you know, doing this is like actually insane.
Yeah. Like, I feel like they didn't like marinate over the summer at all.
Yeah. Who, like, I don't know. Maybe they're just in their head about it and they feel like because they had such a good season, they have to come up.
Okay, but now they're giving unseasoned.
Yeah, literally. I feel like they're in their heads about it. I feel like it's a mental
thing. Okay, but to lose that bad, it's like
that bad and that much.
Yeah, consistently.
At the beginning
losing.
Of the season.
Yeah.
Like that's like a good 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games I just mentioned.
Oh, that's so bad.
That's actually insane. Now, like,
that's like actually awful.
Now, after that, they've just only played 2 games and they've won one of them and lost the other. They lost 4-1 to the Dallas Stars, another phenomenal team, but they beat them last year.
Yeah. And it's and not much has changed. So that's why I'm like, I'm not understanding what's happening here.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of depth throughout their lineup, they didn't change too much. If anything, they got better.
Honestly, I am so sorry. You're professional athletes. You are making millions of dollars a year. You did so well last season. For you to just be losing because you're like, I'm nervous. We want to go back to where we were last year. Grow up. Are you a little baby? Grow up.
Speaking of consistency, obviously Auston Matthews had a 69 goal season last year.
Yep.
He was phenomenal. And with his consistency, everyone wants him to come, you know, start the season on fire.
Guns a-blazing.
I mean, last season, he got 2 hat tricks and 2 back-to-back games, like the first 3 games or something like that.
Yep.
It was, like, insane what he did.
Yep.
And he went quiet game 1 and, like, game 2 a little bit.
So humble.
Yeah, just so humble that he was just giving the other teams a chance. Like, let's be honest.
Of course, yeah.
No, and then now he scored 2 goals. I just don't like how much they harp on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, playing in Toronto is so hard. So many players leave because of the media. It's actually insane. The fans are a little
cray-cray,
no offense to myself.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. And just to hear every time, like, Auston Matthews was on the puck when he didn't score, all they were talking about, he had a 69-goal season. When is he going to score? He better let the dude
get over it.
Let him make a pass. Like, he was, it wasn't like he was playing bad either.
Yeah.
That's the kicker. Obviously, the first couple of games, him and Mitch were missing a little on passing. Their chemistry wasn't always there.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like the top guys have really shined in the
marination.
Last games. But give them 2 games. I know they had...
Yeah.
Like, there's a little, I could debate that, what I just said as well, because they had preseason.
Yeah.
But I feel like preseason, like you mentioned,
no
with Bronny,
cares.
No one cares. Yeah. It's a little different. They're playing with different players, trying to get the lineup solidified and the lines they're going to be on.
Yeah.
So with like Auston Matthews and all that, I just feel like people need to just calm down. Especially he has more weight on his shoulders being captain now.
Of course.
Like, just give.
He's scared.
Just chill.
Yeah.
Just chill.
Let him relax for a sec. And honestly, Leafs fans, please, it's never going to happen. Like, get over it. I
Alex,
really can't. No,
Alex,
honestly,
why are you saying this?
Prima, listen, you know I love you, okay? It's just so frustrating that, like, Leafs fans are so intense for people who never win.
Well...
Yeah. What did you say about
no,
that?
No, I do. I was just... Okay.
Yeah, respond to
sound,
that.
This is going to sound weird, but I didn't think they were winning last year, nor did I think they were going to even beat the Boston
But you
Bruins.
Think that this year they are.
I don't know about this year, but... Okay, listen to this.
Okay.
I saw this TikTok.
Okay.
I know that sounds already sounds
bad
sketchy.
Start, yeah.
Yeah, bad start. This dude was like on a mountain in a forest.
Okay, cute.
He pulls up, he's on his phone, like recording a TikTok, and he's like, so guys, I just was on like a journey, like a healing journey. I went to some like witch.
Cool.
What is it? A fortune teller? Sure, one of those? Whatever. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, so like I went in and I was like, I'm a little lost on my career path right now. Like I was in business for like 5 years and then I just quit my job because I don't love it. And
oh, darn.
He's on like a whole self-healing journey this
man. Okay.
He was like, and I'm from Toronto and I'm a diehard Leaf fan. And I got to ask her three questions. Two of them had to do with like my personal life, like my mm-hmm. job and all that, and my family and health and that stuff. He's like, the third one, I asked her if my favorite team, I didn't name names, but if my favorite team was going to win like their big trophy,
mm-hmm.
she said not this year. So not last year when they versed the Bruins in the first round. They didn't make it fast first
womp,
round.
Womp. Anyways, sorry.
Again. And he's like, she said that two times in the next 5 years they win. So not only are they going to win the Stanley Cup once.
You think they're going to be on fire.
5 years, they're going to win it twice.
Okay. And listen, if that happens, I'm happy. I'm happy for their success. I am so happy for them. It makes no sense why they're not winning because they have such phenomenal players.
No, that's the thing. They were never shut out against mm-hmm. the team until this year. They were shut out once against Montreal in the first game. But it was like 200 and something games before. They were never shut out for 200 and something games.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And they've just been so good and consistent in mm-hmm. the season in total. And then as soon as they get to the playoffs, they hit the bed. It's like, wait, what is that?
Yeah.
I honestly want it this season to be reversed. I want them to not have a good season. Not because I don't want them to finish in, like, the top. Like, I want them to still make the playoffs, obviously.
Okay.
But I want them to, like, be on, like, the back end of that and not, like, one or two or three like they usually are. Like,
okay.
Usually in the top three with the Panthers and the Bruins. Slow down, maybe. Don't do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And have a good playoff season. Please make it to the third round. Please. Like, they made it to the second round the year before.
Yeah.
I thought that really pumped them up and got the group,
no,
like,
they
together.
Got shat on.
But then, like...
They'd make it so dramatic, too. Like, so dramatic. They always pull it out to game seven. They always get everyone's hopes up. And every single time, they do not deliver. But, like, figure it out. Because we literally invented hockey. Hello? Hello. This is our sport.
Yeah.
This is our sport. Oilers, figure it out. This is our sport.
Well, Austin Matthews is not actually Canadian.
Okay, well, he's on a Canadian team, so he's Canadian by association.
Love that for him.
Right?
Okay, anyways, I want to move on to something else in terms of consistency.
Yeah.
Anytime Messi and Ronaldo do something, it's like a big storyline. And I know him getting a hat trick is like nothing.
No biggie.
No biggie. They mm-hmm. won Inter Miami 1-6-2 against New England.
Gets
the other day. Yes. And Suarez, his former Barca teammate, scored 2 goals. And Messi scored 3 goals. Yeah. Even though it's
in like,
MLS.
What, 11 minutes?
Yeah.
Hello?
78th minute, 81st minute, and 89th minute.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a lot, like, to think about in terms of, like, well, first of all, who the GOAT is between him and Ronaldo. But I don't even want to get into that right now. That's another
it's
day.
It's too much. You also have two Italians talking about this here. So, obviously, no one's going to say Ronaldo.
Facts. Okay.
It's too biased.
Even though he did play on Juve, which gave him a little cred to me.
Yeah, slight street cred.
But other than that, no.
Yeah.
He didn't do it for me. Anyways, for someone that age...
Mm-hmm.
To just be that consistent mm-hmm. is remarkable to me.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, like, I don't feel like he's the type of guy that, like, okay, not to compare him to Ronaldo again, but Ronaldo is the type of guy that, like, trains hard, works hard. He's the first one to be on the pitch, last to leave training.
Yeah.
He is, like, so into, like, diet, health, body, everything.
Yeah, Messi gives effortless. Yeah.
Because he's so naturally talented. I think it's the Argentinian flair, the Maradona blood passed down to him somehow. Anyways.
Yeah.
His natural talent is just beyond. And the fact that, like, he's not even, like, that tall, that, like, strong.
Yep.
He's, one of his legs is, like, longer than the other.
That's so cute.
Yeah. There's, like, this whole thing on him that people said he wasn't gonna be able to, like, be good because of that.
And guess what?
And guess
Suck
what?
On that, losers.
He's literally the best player in the world. All respect to him and the fact that he could be this consistent and, mm-hmm. you know, put up that many goals. Even though it's MLS, I understand. But it's just, like... It's crazy.
He's like almost, he's never going to stop. Like, he's going to be amazing when he's 85.
Like, yeah. I feel like Ronaldo, no offense to him, like, I don't know if he's going to be like, I feel like he's going to be walking with a cane.
Like, potential. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because the toll on his body.
Yeah. I feel like he puts weights, like, so much effort to be that good that, like, it's going to be detrimental post-career. Mm-hmm. Whereas Messi, like, he's just, like, effortless, cool, whatever.
So chill.
And he's just going to be able to, like, do like a bicycle kick in like when he's 70.
And I'm happy for him. I want to start getting into also some younger athletes because they've been embarrassing us.
Oh, no.
Yes.
People our age, they're embarrassing us.
Yeah, they are embarrassing us.
I hate that.
Gen Z. Us. It's embarrassing. UCF, University of Central Florida.
Yeah.
Braden Marshall blew a pick six because, get this, he dropped the ball before he got to the end zone because he was so fixed on the celebration that he kind of forgot that he needed to actually get the touchdown before getting the points. That is so embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
That's the biggest no-no, especially a pick six, because you were on defense. You had like basically no opportunity to be getting these touchdowns. You weren't in that position. And the fact that you get the ball, you run it all the way down the field, and literally just before the end zone, you drop it because you're so caught up in like your head.
If I was the coach, I would have benched him for the rest of that game and benched him for the next game just so he knows
learns his lesson.
Yeah.
Are you stupid?
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And they were down 1-0. That would have won them the game.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That would have won them the game. They were playing against Iowa State, who was undefeated. To me, that is so horrible. You should never be drafted simply because of that.
That is someone that ego like takes over. Like, you are not fit to be a professional athlete if you're gonna act like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. Sorry. He needs to just like chill.
Yeah.
That's my word for the day is chill. Everyone needs to chill.
There's a couple other younger athletes that I do want to applaud, actually. Not football, but as some of you may know, if you don't, Dancing with the Stars, I think it's season 32 now, is back better than ever.
Yes.
And there's some really good athletes this season who are still on. They're like the longest standing ones. I don't know if you guys have seen Steven Nedorozkic. He's the Olympic gymnast who won their whole, like, for the U.S.
He's with Riley.
With the pommel horse. He's with Riley.
Yes.
He is the cutest man I've ever seen in my whole life. He's adorable.
Such a cute nerd. He has been glasses.
Eating. Okay, he's kind of giving no rhythm like a little bit, but he's so cute and like so happy to be there and like learning so well that they're gonna go really far because the feedback they give him, he literally just eats it up, spits it back out. It's honestly crazy. Ilona Maher, that rugby player,
Olympian,
she is so emotionally invested in this. She is trying so hard. Is she the best dancer I've ever seen in my life? No, but she has honestly been devouring. She had a horrible dance 2 episodes ago because she just completely like got frazzled and kind of forgot what was happening there. She was like bawling for like an hour after. That's how invested she is. She comes back better than ever. 4.8.
Love that for
her. She crushed. She ate. Like, I was happy for her. But honestly, the best one who I was not expecting, Danny Amendola, Super Bowl champ.
Yes.
He had the best dance I think I've ever seen a football player ever do, even athlete, on Dancing with the Stars last week.
Yeah, I did hear about this. I didn't have the opportunity to watch
it. Oh my God.
What you're talking about. And I did hear who was amazing.
Oh my God. It was like in 4.9s. Honestly, they should have gotten 10s. They're being really conservative with their 10s this season. Whatever. I could go on and on about this for forever.
Yeah.
It was insane. He lifted her effortlessly. He was moving around the floor. He's like kind of hot, so it works.
Who's his partner?
Oh, honestly, I don't know her name. She's that like little blonde girl.
Whitney.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's so good.
All the pros are amazing.
The choreography that they do is like so good, and they really work with the athletes so well, putting him into lifts and making him basically throw her around. Perfect.
Yeah, I feel like it's really hard for athletes to transition from their sport to dance because they're so different, but dancing is so hard. It is so difficult.
Yeah,
especially ballroom. There's so many different techniques you have to have. Your shoulders and your posture right. Your elbows can't be flying. They need to be in like perfect position. I don't know what the terms are.
Athletes though have been like, honestly, probably the best I've seen in a really long time.
That's really good.
Stars. They're all like just taking it really seriously, except for Dwight Howard. He's kind of just like messing around, whatever. But they are doing so well. I'm like really happy with the season and everyone that's like been on it. Honestly, they've been crushing.
Yeah, like that's so great to hear and so great to see how athletes can do good outside of their sport as well. And
yeah.
So something else I want to talk about is F1.
Yeah.
And yay. So I'm a Ferrari fan. Obviously, like Italian, like either Ferrari or Alfa. Alfa's out now. So Ferrari is obviously number one, always in my household at least. And to see at the US Open this past weekend,
I want to shed a tear.
With Charles Leclerc coming first.
My boyfriend.
Yes. And Carlos Sainz coming second. To see Ferrari on the podium 1 and 2, like I haven't seen it in so
thank
long.
Thank God.
So great.
Thank
God. So it was Ferrari's first 1 and 2 finish in the U.S. since Indianapolis 2006 with Michael Schumacher and Felipe Massa.
What happened to Michael Schumacher?
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. Is he still in a coma? Like, no, seriously, because it's been, like, 15 years and no one's heard from him.
No, like, I think he's, like, bedridden or wheelchair, can't talk, can't speak.
No one's heard anything.
No one's seen him. Like, his family, there was a whole documentary on his family.
That's
I watched. That skiing accident, like, guys, helmets. Always wear a helmet.
Yeah.
If you take one thing away from this episode,
wear a helmet
with anything you do. Don't be stupid. Don't think you're cool. Wear a helmet with everything. I think he was wearing a helmet, though.
Yeah, sure. It was just a freak accident.
But it's just a freak accident, anyways. But still wear a helmet is what I'm saying.
Anyways.
Max Verstappen, Red Bull cars, they've been so consistent, especially last season. They've been tweaking their cars this season, and they thought, like,
it was going to eat.
It was going to eat, and it didn't.
No.
And then this past, like, Grand Prix in the U.S., Red Bull tweaked their cars again, thinking that they fixed the problem. They made the problem worse.
Womp womp.
Leading Ferrari and Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz to go right into the podium at 1 and 2. Love to see it. Love to see Ferrari succeed. Yeah.
And guess what? Keep up the energy, Red Bull, because I want Ferrari to keep winning.
Yeah. And I also love it too with F1 when other drivers, but also other cars, like, and other teams win.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so boring. Like,
huge win.
Lewis Hamilton went on that crazy run with Mercedes and won, like, literally everything every time. It was so annoying. And then last couple years, it's been Max Verstappen. And then now, finally, Red Bull cars, Mercedes cars, they're kind of, you know, taking a little bit of a down.
Oh, yes.
They're going down a little bit. And now Ferrari can finally
get back to where they're supposed to be.
But also, you know, give room for other cars and other drivers to win, which is always fun to see.
Yeah.
But yeah, as long as Ferrari's won, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the last thing I want to get into. This is going to end on a sad note a little bit.
Oh, no.
Francis Ngannou just made his debut back to MMA.
Oh, yes.
And do you know the reason he left?
He left to do boxing, no?
So not really. So his 15-month-old child died.
Okay.
And he took a break from MMA. So everyone is like, when's he going to come back? Because he is insane.
Yeah,
he's one of the most talented heavyweights that has ever touched MMA. He's literally fantastic. His child dies. Obviously, there's a bit of a downfall happening there. So he leaves and he makes a return to MMA. First round knockout, obviously. Huge, honestly, redemption story. It was really cute and really pure, like, having that comeback for him. Super emotional, I think, for everybody. But the fact that he can come back and, like, crush is amazing. I'm honestly curious if he's going to go back to the UFC. But I don't know if he wants to put himself back into that, like, insane environment after everything that's happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I know another athlete that can relate to that. We talked about him episode one as well, as David Pasternak.
Yeah.
He actually had a baby die right out of the hospital.
Oh, my.
And so they've now had another baby and she's healthy, happy. Ronaldo's another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a baby pass away as well, which, I mean, such sad stories. But to see athletes like Ngannou, Ronaldo, David Pasternak, I'm sure there's others, come back and be, you know, consistent, be better, and just be better people as well, is just so great. And like, kudos to all of them.
Yeah, it's a good message for parents too. Like, if God forbid anything ever happens to you, like, you know that, like, you still have a life and something outside of it. So super sad, but honestly, I'm happy for him and his W.
Attention listeners, you've just experienced Bold Opinions, Heated Debates, and Unfiltered Sports Drama. The host will be closing out the program in 3, 2, 1.
All right. So from an embarrassing touchdown fail, some of the best athletes of our generation, I feel like we really covered all of our bases today.
Yeah, for sure. This episode was a really fun one.
I honestly, the hot goss, it was hotter than I thought it was going to be. Like, I kind of felt like this week was boring. And then, like, I really thought back to everything that happened. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
What did you think was, like, the hottest topic?
For me, Ferrari coming 1 and 2 is, like, a big deal, obviously. And just to see that, to see Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz on the podium just was so special to me. So, that was definitely mine. What about you, Alex?
Yeah, I think mine was Dancing with the Stars, just because I grew up dancing competitively for 10 years. And I really just love to see these guys, like, really, really give me what I want and really show me everything that I want to be shown and have athletes who actually try and don't just, like, suck, go on for 2 episodes and then get off and, like, don't really care. So I'm honestly been really loving that.
Yeah, like, I totally agree. And Dancing with the Stars is such a fun show to watch. And just to see athletes after their career be so successful in something else is just so fun to watch. So that is our second episode of Over the PA. I'm Prima.
And I'm Alex.
And we'll see you next week for an even more controversial episode.
Yeah, so until next time, keep the conversation going, stay loud, and stay in the game.
This has been your latest PA announcement. See you next week.
Bye.
Toodles. Ciao for now, as Alex would say.
Ciao for now.
Oh, love that. Okay, bye.
All right, with 3.5 minutes to spare. You're like, yeah, we won't talk for that long. Please. Fucking yap fest always. I just have so many words.